It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Well, Tuolumne County is charting a new path when it comes to economic development and attracting and retaining business. The Tuolumne County Economic Development Authority, a previous joint powers agreement put in place between the city of Sonora and Tuolumne County, was dissolved. And following that, the Tuolumne County supervisors unanimously voted to hire Cole Prisabella as the new Tuolumne County Economic Development Director. And Mr. Prisabella is joining us in studio today. Thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, thank you very much, BJ, and thank you to your listeners, too. I'm very excited to be here.
Well, it's great to have you in studio for the first time as Economic Development Director. So for those not familiar, tell us first a little bit about your background.
Sure. So about 2012, I moved back to Tuolumne County and started Cole Video, which was a marketing business in downtown Sonora utilizing the micro enterprise program. So that was my first introduction to the world that we're in now, and ran my business for about 6 years and was doing really well. But the problem was I started to go to the Central Valley, Bay Area, and Sacramento more than I really wanted to, which was the reason I moved back to Tuolumne County. And so made a career switch and moved over to get a master in business from UC Davis. And all in the meantime was on the planning commission for Tuolumne County, working with the Tuolumne County Business Council on their board. And then throughout the master in business was recruited by Edward Jones. And from there, this is kind of, we made this transition to the Tuolumne County Economic Development Department.
So what was it that drew you to this new position?
Oh, I think the biggest thing for me is that I love this community. I have no intentions of leaving. I want my family to grow up here. I have my 2-year-old son, and I really hope to have opportunities for him to come back and work here or stay here. So really it's a desire just to be in this community and help this community and really see it grow.
And recently you were a member of the Tuolumne County Planning Commission. As you mentioned, you're no longer on that commission. Is that correct?
That's correct. I had to resign the day I pretty much got hired as the Tuolumne County Economic Development Director.
So when you were a planning commissioner, you know, how do you think that will help you in this new role as Economic Development Director?
It's huge. A big portion of what we do in the Economic Development Department is help those business owners or those potential business owners really navigate the planning department. It's really not a super easy process. So even today, I pretty much walked someone over to the planning department counter, introduced them again to Natalie, and we walked through the process of applying for an application and kind of next steps. So being on the Tuolumne County Planning Commission was an absolutely necessary step, I believe, for helping me in this position.
So what were some of the bigger projects you remember or efforts that came before the Planning Commission while you were there?
Oh, I mean, well, we can always talk about Dollar General. That was the biggest application and process we definitely went through. We were out in Columbia. We had about, I think it was 4-hour Planning Commission meeting. And that set me up to really understand that there are things that we need to really work on with the community about understanding what the process is in the planning department, but also helping the businesses understand how to interact with our community. I think that one planning meeting was definitely the catalyst for really understanding for me how to interact with both the private and public and community.
I have to imagine, too, the general plan update, you probably have a pretty good look at that document, having sat on the commission.
Absolutely. There were a lot of evenings and a lot of nights of reading, and yeah, that is quite the document. So yes, I am quite familiar.
And you mentioned the Tuolumne County Business Council as well. What can you tell us about how that experience was and what you did with that organization?
Yeah, so I came to Tuolumne County not knowing as many businesses as I did from Calaveras County. So I grew up in Calaveras County, and coming to Tuolumne County, I wanted to find a way to network and really understand what are the county issues. And the Tuolumne County Business Council really has an understanding of how to connect and get aware of county issues. So I really enjoyed that part. And then going to meetings as a member, I realized I really wanted to be a little bit more a part of the process. So I joined their executive board and became the vice president of the business council. And I did that for about 4 to 5 years. But my main role as a vice president was to really find speakers that would educate the members. So we had county supervisors come. We had other business potential developments come. But some of the more exciting things that I really was proud of is from the state level. We got the small business advocate for the governor to come. And that's a huge deal because he is a really big portion of this actual new job for me at Tuolumne County Economic Development Department. And he helps with a lot of the incentives and a lot of the resources at the state level. And he came to town, gave us an overview, and we also did a couple tours. The other one that was a really important one was actually the September before January when marijuana became legalized in the state level. The cannabis czar at the time, that's what they called her, the cannabis czar, Lori Ajax, came to town, and we had an opportunity to hear from the state what they're planning and allowed the supervisors of Mariposa, Tuolumne, and Calaveras all an opportunity to talk to her and kind of really understand really what policies and how to start the process on a county level. So that was really exciting. So that was really what my role was at Tuolumne County Business Council.
With the Business Council, and you mentioned being on the executive board there, do you feel that helped you get a good sense of the issues and challenges facing a lot of the local businesses as well?
Oh, absolutely, because that's one of the things that that board does for a lot of community members and a lot of business owners is understanding what kind of the issues were and help them kind of through the process. The Tuolumne County Business Council really is a group that wants to help businesses grow and really kind of retain and stay in Tuolumne County.
So now moving into the role of Tuolumne County Economic Development Director, what would you say are kind of your initial goals and plans?
Right. So initial goals for me were just to really start to show what this department could be as a resource for business owners. One of the things that I read and really struck me in the grand jury report was that about only 20% of business owners in the Tuolumne County knew what the economic development could do for them. So really, I've been hitting it hard on the streets, walking to businesses, making sure people and businesses know what I can do and what kind of resources we have. So I'm really focusing on the local retention first, and then we're going to kind of start talking about expansion and talking about incentives and resources available.
You know, actually going out and attracting businesses, is that something you have any background in, or is that a new thing for you?
So I think that's a little bit of both. So when we talk about in a process of economic development, there is not a ton of experience of attracting outside businesses. But what I do have is a history of a business owner attracting outside businesses to do work with me. So like I said, Cole Video, the last few years of my business was all about doing business in Sacramento, the Central Valley, the Bay Area, and all of those resources and connections are still really good friends, and they were repeat business owners, and they really enjoyed working with me. So yes, I think I have the experience that will help us get some new businesses in our county.
When the Tuolumne County Economic Development Authority came to an end and the city decided to pull out and the county decided to pull out as well, it was kind of a high profile and a bit of a messy end to that entity. Is there any challenges that you see kind of when it comes to charting the new path and just creating a new perception when it comes to economic development in the county?
Right. No, there's definitely been a perception, and I've been working with it. And part of it is, I think, trust. And one thing that I've never had a problem with in my life is building trust and building relationships. And I honestly pride myself in being able to build those relationships. And so one of my favorite examples, and even in the past few weeks, this happened. I went to a business. They weren't the biggest fans of the old kind of economic development. And I introduced myself, and they kind of gave me a quip, but we kept talking. And we kept talking kind of what she wanted in her business and what she felt Tuolumne County needed for business. And I talked about what I was kind of planning on doing. And by the end of that, I feel like we started to build a relationship where I think she's going to call me, right? So I think that's huge, and I think that's really where I'm starting to kind of turn the ship, which is building trust, building consistency, and really being able to show people that the Economic Development Department in our county is here to help. And it doesn't matter just helping businesses, but also the community. I want to hear from everyone.
Yeah. Cole Prisabella is joining us in studio this weekend. He is the new Tuolumne County Economic Development Director. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We need to take a quick break. We'll be back with our second segment talking economic development in Tuolumne County in just a minute.